Namaste. My name is Uwe Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak for what we need protection. Our mind won't always protect us. This means that mind is programmed through the animal's mind to protect us under all circumstances. So somehow this is good. But today we don't need this protection anymore. So this means even we are discussing something, our mind is looking. It's scary, maybe we're making something wrong, maybe we hurt somebody, no? And if we want to have fun, there's something a little bit hurting inside of it. And through this overprotection of our mind, we lose our fun to live. Because we want excitement. And excitement are risky. One example is, for instance, if we love somebody, then we are afraid to lose our love or our spouse. And then we ask again and again, do you still love me? And so this questioning of our love or of the love of the other person, we lose our love to the other person. It's just so simple. Overprotection and perfectionism are leading always to failure. So if you see it simple, life is a risk, and that is good so. If we see in the Bible, so the Bible is saying, look on the birds, they don't care for tomorrow, still the Lord will feed them every day. Or Buddha is saying, we surrender to be homeless, no protection. Or the Quran made it very simple, be afraid only of Allah. This means religion wants that we are fearless. On the other hand, the corporation, our parents, our friends, the governments, the religions, or religion leaders, making us fear, so in order to squeeze us out. Then they give us a solution, and then they squeeze us out. So for my friend, it's very simple. He said, I never had fear or money. Sure, if we have no money, we have less fear. Let us think it over. This overprotection, other people see that, and then the insurances, squeeze you out, all the other also squeeze you out in order to give you protection. But there is no protection at all. If we go one step farther, there are only two fears. One fear to die and one fear to lose our control. So first, very simple, everybody has to pass by. So for what the fear? Okay, for me it's easy to say, I was 3 times clinical dead. And then I have read also this German science report, they have simulated the death, that there is no death at all. I give you the link also here. So The next fear is fear to losing our control. So the Bible is saying simple, His will happen. This means not your will happen. And if we are really honest, we don't have anything under our control, we can die every moment. We didn't have under control to which parents we were born, which friends we had, which sister and brother we had, in which circumstances we are. Because so many other things can run against our desires, and then we are in a totally different situation. So, and this is also a thing from our mind. Our mind wants everything under his control, so it's not so scary. And this is also true for every animal. A cat or a dog want you under his control. Have you recognized that? So this is this comes typical from the animal mind again. And if you see it just like in the Bible, we do our best and all the other things are in the hand of God. And let it go. We can do only our best, nothing more, but we cannot be sure that we get that result. And that's good so. Life is a risk, again. So let it go. We do our best and we have our fun. This means if we do our best, then we still enjoy our day, our life, and not depend so much on our success, on the solution, and so on. And life then is wonderful. Okay, thank you that I could speak over this, and bye.